The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,500 thanks to DoorDash. Imagine a world where one app can deliver meals, groceries, convenience items, and more. Use DoorDash.com or download the app and use promo code ORDERNOW50 for 50% off your next order. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash. All right, Donna, you're up. Ready to play?
I am.
Please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Donna.
All right.
Thank you.
$3,500 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. This room is soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ready to go?
Okay.
Number 1, Amy Schumer is one of the 3 female hosts at the Oscars this weekend. What was the name of the book she released in 2016? And it was very similarly named to the novel-turned-movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
It's The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo.
Number 2, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher have reportedly raised over $30 million to help Ukraine. They met on the set of what TV show where they both starred?
That 70s Show.
Number 3, William Shatner is celebrating his 91st birthday. He was the spokesperson for what company for more than 20 years?
Oh.
Time's up. Number 4, Brooklyn Nine-Nine Stephanie Beatrice recorded one of her songs in Encanto while she was in labor. She didn't want to tell the Disney executives because she thought they would freak out. What was the name of the character that played the grandmother in Encanto?
Mila. I have no idea.
And number 5, American Song Contest debuted, which is the American version of Eurovision. What Italian rock band won Eurovision in 2021 and then had an American cover song top the Billboard charts?
No, sorry, don't know it.
All right, Donna, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay, Donna only got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Donna. $3,500. Here
I
we go.
Know.
Number 1, Amy Schumer is one of the 3 female hosts at the Oscars this weekend. What was the name of the book she released in 2016, which is very similarly named to the novel-turned-movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
It's The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo.
Yes. Number 2, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher have reportedly raised over $30 million to help Ukraine. They met on the set of what TV show where they both starred?
That's easy. That 70s Show.
You guys are tied. Number 3, William Shatner is celebrating his 91st birthday. He was a spokesperson for what company for more than 20 years?
Priceline, right?
Yep. Number 4, Brooklyn Nine-Nine Stephanie Beatrice recorded one of her songs in Encanto while she was in labor. She didn't want to tell the Disney executives because she thought they would freak out.
What?
She ended up delivering the baby the next day. What was the name of the character that played the grandmother in Encanto?
Oh, this is a blind spot for me. You know, I haven't seen it. I have no idea. Grandma.
Alma Madrigal. I would have also accepted Abuela. Number 5, American Song Contest debuted, which is the American version of Eurovision. What Italian rock band won Eurovision in 2021 and then had an American cover song top the Billboard charts?
It's got to be Maneskin or Maneskin or whatever, however you say it.
Yeah,
love
Maneskin.
Those guys.
Yeah, they came out with that song Begging. Begging you.
I thought it was ridiculous the first time I heard it. I think it might be the best vocal performance of the year.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry, Donna. He beat you 4-2. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay. I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,600 tomorrow, Anna.
Yep. And thank you to Michael, Santi, and Maddie. They all submitted questions that I used today. You have an idea for a question, too? Submit it at annaandraven.com.